Can artificial intelligence predict the future? All the recent buzz about chatbots and large language models may be obscuring a more consequential outcome of this technology. As AI gets better at analyzing complex systems like the weather and the stock market, it's changing how humans assess risk and make decisions. This is the theme of a new book, The Age of Prediction: Algorithms, AI, and the Shifting Shadows of Risk by Igor Tolchinsky and Christopher E. Mason. Igor is an investor, entrepreneur, and the founder and chairman of WorldQuant. Christopher is a geneticist and computational biologist who's led projects for NASA and teaches at the Weill Cornell School of Medicine. Here's Igor to share five of their big ideas.
Hello, I'm Igor Tolchinsky, the founder, chairman, and CEO of WorldQuant, the quantitative global asset management firm. I wrote The Age of Prediction with Chris Mason, a geneticist and computational biologist, who is also director of the WorldQuant Initiative for Quantitative Prediction at Weill Cornell Medicine. Our fields are very different, but we share the same goal, understanding how predictive technology is reshaping our world in fundamental ways. I'd like to share five key insights from our new book, Age of Prediction: Algorithms, AI, and the Shifting Shadows of Risk. The book is about the future in two ways. The first being how AI and machine learning will reshape the future in a host of different areas. And similarly, the way these technologies will change how we engage with the very idea of the future, radically altering the ways we think about the years and decades ahead. First, AI brings with it both insight and complexity that we must manage. Predictive technology does not exist in isolation. We have seen vast leaps forward in AI and machine learning, which have provided a clearer, more sophisticated posture in the future than ever before. However, these technological advancements have made the world a more complex place. There is a battle taking place between predictive AI's sophistication and complexity of the world it is trying to predict. The range of potential outcomes is growing, particularly as we discover new use cases. But navigating the situation that requires focus, vision, and the right technology. Chris and I wrote this book to help leaders consider the future and how it will change the age of prediction, which is what we call this new era. Chris and I began working closely together in 2017 through the WorldQuant Center for Quantitative Prediction at Weill Cornell Medicine. Our goal was to use predictive tools to better diagnose and treat various illnesses. Yet the initiative became a much bigger endeavor with the emergence of COVID-19. The pandemic helped show me how we can leverage predictive tools beyond traditional business applications. Since then, the medical community has increasingly harnessed prediction's power, from understanding patterns of other emergent infectious diseases to improving DNA and RNA sequencing from human patients. We're just beginning to understand the possibilities of predictive technology. But this initial progress is presenting significant opportunities to leverage predictive AI in impactful ways. Second, we believe the age of prediction is here. What does that mean for the future? The age of prediction was always inevitable. The proliferation of data in recent years has provided us with clarity about what the future will look like. AI is already helping us process data and use it to predict outcomes across a number of areas. For example, the United Nations has been using database prediction methods to inform policy since 2009. The IPCC uses meteorology and satellite imagery data to track the factors driving climate change with far greater specificity and timeliness. This means we can more accurately predict the shape of climate outcomes such as pollution and deforestation based on how these processes are addressed. And similarly, frontline workers of disaster relief efforts can utilize cell phone records to determine where supplies are most needed. Charities are also leveraging AI to predict famines and the other area of future need. Still, we must evolve with prediction's power. To deliver better results, humans will need to continuously test results and closely monitor evolving risks that could diminish our prediction's quality. The significant growth of data will allow us to create more predictive tools and increasingly strengthen our predictions. But more importantly, humans will need to refine how we process and utilize this growing data so that we can best pursue untapped opportunities. Third, human insight will be critical to unlocking predictions' full potential. While predictions' benefits are vast, we must understand the potential trade-offs when using the technology. The same technological advancements that make humans' daily lives easier could also lead to more existential challenges. Take autonomous fleet vehicles or AI manufacturing tools, for example. The cost savings from less human labor will add business value. However, the increasing deployment of AI could create unintended disruptions. If autonomous vehicles are widely deployed as companies expect, the U.S. workforce could lose about 4.5 million jobs. We should view this dynamic as an opportunity in and of itself. Humankind will always possess the intellectual capacity to course correct these rising challenges, regardless of predictions' capabilities. In the age of prediction, humans and machines will continue to have a symbiotic relationship. Prediction is an innovative tool that can drive our progress, but humans must partner with technology to improve its results. The future could be very bright, but technology could entrench inequality and division. Human decision-making will determine how this plays out, from politicians and policymakers to tech company leaders, among others. Fourth, we should expect prediction to touch every area of our lives. We cannot escape the prevalence of predictive technologies and how much they will become an even bigger part of our everyday lives. In the book, we explore several specific areas where we believe AI will have a transformational impact, including financial markets, warfare, medicine, and criminology. There is only one takeaway. Predictive technology will change our world. We will be able to judge outcomes and predict the consequences of our actions, but with a sense of clarity, what would have seemed unattainable just 50 years ago. One of the lasting consequences of the AI revolution is the fundamental alteration of our relationship with our own futures. For a question of such magnitude, I believe this notion is being underrecognized in the broader discussion of new technologies' impact. Lastly, I urge you all to start thinking about this now. Soon, there'll be no other option than to focus on how AI will change our relationship with the future. But what humans can do now is think deeply about personal implications of this profound change. If you could better predict unexpected outcomes, what steps would you take? How would this alter how you interact with people, the things you choose to spend your time doing, learning, or thinking about? For those in the eye of this revolutionary storm, it is hard to know where to focus their attention. One of our goals in writing this book was to stress the importance of considering predictive technology's potential ramifications. But it is my hope that we will convince some of you of the profound significance of this subject and the importance of thinking creatively about how to tap into this opportunity. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed hearing my insights and that you'll explore these ideas more deeply in the age of prediction, algorithms, AI, and the shifting shadows of risk.
Thank you, Igor. That was five big ideas from The Age of Prediction, Algorithms, AI, and the Shifting Shadows of Risk by Igor Tolchinsky and Christopher E. Mason. You might also want to check out our book bite for Autonomous Transformation, Creating a More Human Future in the Era of Artificial Intelligence by Brian Evergreen. I'm Caleb Bissinger. Thanks for listening.